Muchas gracias, señor presidente. Thank you, Indonesia, for the comments on gender and trade. This is an issue of the most importance to us. As you know, we have on our agenda not only trade and inclusiveness, but how to make sure that trade serves women, minorities, rural communities. And in this respect, we have a program on trade and gender that so far has focused mostly on doing capacity building and sensitivizing. This is only the beginning of a larger project that we hope to be able to develop at, with obviously the concourse of all of the member states. There is consensus that to the extent that more women can participate in trade, there will be more benefits in terms of welfare development and creating opportunities from international trade to everyone. So this is an area that we are looking for in terms of getting funding for from different projects and focus on how to have a gender lens in trade. With respect to the critical minerals, this is an issue that has been at the center of the agenda for the dual transitions to the green energy and the digital economy. And UNCTAD is part of the Secretary General panel. Basically, the ITC is also participating as secretariat here at UNCTAD. And I think that we could greatly benefit from Indonesia's experience in terms of adding value to critical minerals. We will be elaborating a proposal for a pilot project, and we would welcome the participation of as many member states as interested. We think that this is one of the key areas for UNCTAD and especially to the ITC, given the widespread impact of the critical energy, the critical minerals to the economy and also to developing countries. And we look forward to continue working with all member states, both in the critical mineral sector and also in making sure that the trade and gender program continues to strengthen and deliver for member states. Thank you, Mr. President.